WGBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is a Civic Media Network news update.
It's 5 o'clock. Good afternoon. I'm Terry Bell, and here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The air over Wisconsin is bad again. The National Weather Service is posting an air quality alert for most of Wisconsin through noon tomorrow. It's because of smoke from Canadian wildfires. The alert means the air is unhealthy for people who are sensitive to smoke and other kinds of air pollution. Scientists blame climate change for hotter than normal temperatures and smoky air this summer. There's concern that new renewable energy projects won't find room on the power grid soon. Mike Moan reports.
The U.S. Department of Energy says to meet demand for sources like wind and solar, the nation will need to expand transmission systems by 60% by 2030 and possibly triple them by 2050. Amelia Serling-Hennis with Clean Energy Economy Minnesota says the nation's current grid system is old and wasn't designed for this newer approach to powering up cars, homes, and businesses.
As we're electrifying things, we're going to need more electricity, and the current system is just not going to cut it.
Around the U.S., the Lawrence Berkeley National Laboratory says it takes 5 years for the average project to be completed.
I'm Mike Moan.
Talks are underway about returning a Wisconsin soldier in North Korea to the United States. Private Travis King ran across the border from South Korea last week. General Andrew Harrison is with the United Nations Command.
That process has started, but you forgive me because of the very delicate nature of these negotiations if I don't go into any more detail about that.
King is from Racine. He faces discharge from the army after getting into a fight with civilians in Seoul. The parties involved in the lawsuit challenging Wisconsin's abortion ban want to wrap up briefs by September 20th. They filed a motion in Dane County Court agreeing to a briefing schedule. In the meantime, Planned Parenthood says it's not performing abortions in Wisconsin.
When and if, legal teams say, it's clear that this law is not enforceable, then Planned Parenthood Wisconsin will consider, look at resuming abortion services again.
That's Tanya Atkinson. She's president and CEO of Planned Parenthood of Wisconsin. She was on For the Record on Channel 3 in Madison yesterday. Republicans are changing their tune about early voting. The GOP is launching an effort called Bank Your Vote. All of Wisconsin's Republicans in Congress support the campaign. This after party leaders spent years raising doubts about the security and validity of early ballots. The Green Bay Packers now own the company that invented the Cheesehead Foam Hat. Foamation is based in Milwaukee. And that's what Wisconsin needs to know. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News.
For the Talk of Green Bay News, I'm Pete Schwaba. Here's what Green Bay needs to know. Two are dead and multiple people injured after a two-car crash in Alloway. The Brown County Sheriff's Office and Green Bay Metro Fire responded to a call around quarter to midnight Friday, July 21st, near the Quick Trip on South Webster Avenue. Authorities say a 21-year-old driver was headed northbound on Webster and crashed into a 28-year-old man who was turning eastbound onto Alloway Avenue. Both drivers were killed in the collision. Four others were injured, one person critically, and taken to area hospitals. The crash is still being investigated. A former Green Bay teacher was sentenced to more than 50 years in prison for sexually assaulting second graders. In addition to his time in prison, 48-year-old David Villarreal received 20 years of supervision. The victims were all girls ages 7 to 8. Villarreal taught at Baird Elementary for 7 years. He was arrested in April of 2021. Pete Schwaba, WGBW 97.9 News.
The Brewers getting ready for the Reds. Good afternoon, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Milwaukee Brewers open a 3-game home series tonight against their division opponent, the Cincinnati Reds. Milwaukee a half game ahead of the Reds in the NL Central. Cincinnati has won their last 5 games in a row. The Brewers battled the Braves in 3 close games over the weekend, but came up short with a 4-2 loss on Sunday. The Braves taking 2 of 3 games. Pitcher Julio Teheran spent his first 9 seasons in the big leagues with Atlanta and was asked if facing his former teammates was fun to do.
Yeah, it was fun. Obviously we are on top of our division and they are on top of there. It's kind of to get that more of what is will be a playoff game or playoff series, and I feel like we did really good. We were close in every game, and hopefully when we get back there, we get another series like this. And it's a lot of memories, but I was just focused on being a Brewers and getting my job done for my team.
First pitch tonight at AmFam Field is at 7:10. The Brewers' Cullen Ray facing the Reds' right-hander Graham Ashcraft. NFL, Buffalo Bills running back Nyheim Hines was in a jet ski accident, suffering a torn ACL in his left knee that will require season-ending surgery. The Vikings' first-round draft pick, Jordan Addison, says the reason he was speeding at 140 miles an hour in a Lamborghini at 3 o'clock in the morning through the streets of St. Paul was due to a dog emergency. In Green Bay, the Packers held their shareholders meeting today. Nearly 8,000 fans in attendance inside Lambeau Field. The team announcing that they have acquired Fomation, the company that manufactures cheesehead hats. Packers CEO Mark Murphy asked about if any fans have complained to him about the team trading Aaron Rodgers to the Jets.
I have not heard any complaints. I have, though, heard a lot of positive things about Jordan and that people are excited for the future with him. We'll be younger, but I'm optimistic.
That's Packers CEO Mark Murphy. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome back. Hour two of the Devil's Advocates. Longest freaking Monday of my life, Dominic. But it'll be a happy hour. We'll take way more phone calls this hour. 844-967-2789. Less waning nostalgic, more political talk. Maybe. We'll see. We'll see how it goes, Dom.
I don't know if I'm nostalgic, man. I mean, 10 years of getting arrested for no reason by the Walker administration. It's not a great memory. It kind of makes me mad.
Does it?
Yes. Yes.
Put a little starch in your undies. I've moved on, Tom. You know, bigger, all right, let's better move on. And all that kind of stuff.
Let's move on.
Guess who may have the experience of being arrested very, very soon? And I don't mean the former president for a change. In this case.
Really? Shocking. That's, of course, who I was going to suggest right off the bat. Who else could possibly be arrested very, very soon, Michael?
Well, I would say his former chief of staff, Mark Meadows.
Yeah.
And I see here Meadows being described as either a cooperating witness or a marquee co-defendant. Which do you think it is, Tom? Speaking to MSNBC today ahead of an anticipated indictment of Donald Trump this week. Now, are you aware Donald Trump could be indicted by Jack Smith this week?
Yeah, I think the grand jury meets Tuesdays and Thursdays, perhaps as soon as tomorrow.
Former U.S. Attorney Glenn Kirshner, who runs the Justice Matters Legal Explainer blog, turned to Mark Meadows, the chief's chief, Dom. The former Republican lawmaker from North Carolina, who became Donald Trump's chief of staff, has been largely silent in recent weeks. It's been months, Dom, sparking rumors that he may have sided with the Department of Justice against his former boss. I'd like to spread some of those rumors. I hope they're true.
Right.
It's only been a month since those close to Trump began referring to Meadows using a rat emoji in text message conversations.
The best people.
Now that a January 6th indictment looms, the Washington Post this weekend questioned the role Meadows will play. I read the remarkable reporting, and buried way down there was, I thought, a really important data point regarding Mark Meadows' status at this moment. Witnesses in the grand jury have been shown a grand jury exhibit. When we're investigating cases in the grand jury, we will put together any number of exhibits to show the witnesses as we try to puzzle through what happened and who should be charged. This exhibit was a grid of communications, text messages, emails, and what have you. And when I saw that, my heart sank just a little. Among the exhibits, the report said was a text exchange where Meadows was making fun of the conspiracy theories around the 2020 election. One was that there was more than 10,000 dead voters. In fact, there were about six people who voted early and then died after the fact. That's one data point that cuts against Mark Meadows being a full-blown, signed-on, cooperating witness who is now providing all the information, the prosecutors, about the crimes of Donald Trump and others, Kirshner explained. Because I would show grids of one of my signed-up cooperators, asking them things like, what did Mark Meadows mean when he was using this language or that language? What did he mean by that? I don't know what Mark Meadows' status is. There's reporting he's testified before the grand jury in June. Was he a cooperating witness, an immunized witness, or a hostile witness? We don't know those questions, but one way or another, it feels like Mark Meadows will be a cooperating witness who is somebody accepting responsibility for his crimes and agreeing to cooperate, where he may end up a marquee co-defendant in the January 6th indictment, along with Donald Trump. Kirshner said the text from Meadows made my blood boil. You know, you can't have a little fun turning over the express will of voters. When can you have fun? He said, his voice dripping with sarcasm. You know, no, why man, not I don't just think... turn over a little small-D democracy, Dom?
I don't think Meadows wants to go down for Donald Trump. I think Meadows is, I think he'll end up being a cooperating witness. If I had to make that action right now, I don't see Meadows going to jail for Donald Trump. Why would you possibly do that?
Who's left for Trump to turn on? I mean, is there a bigger fish than Trump? Because you got to figure between Meadows and Rudy, someone's chomping at the bit to be the first one.
Well, we know the reporting of how Donald Trump feels about his daughter Ivanka. So perhaps he's trying to, you know, set up Jared somehow, some way to be the fall guy. You know what I mean? Get rid of the son-in-law. No, there's nobody left, man. There's no big guy, right? There's no one else other than Donald Trump.
The Teflon Don. Now, well, Dominic.
Just like Gotti. You're Teflon until you're not.
Yeah, you think then he's Gotti now?
Well, he hasn't been convicted yet, but he will be, presumably. That's my bet. I mean, we want justice. I don't want persecution. I want the facts to come out. I want a jury to evaluate the facts and the charges.
I want him tried. I want him convicted. I want him hung. I want him buried under the jail. All those things, right, Dom? You know, here's an interesting headline. I saw it at the Rasmussen Report somewhere along the years. I got signed up for their email missives. So I got one from them today, and they're sort of a historically Republican outfit, you know, the polling firm, Rasmussen. And here's the headlines at the newest Rasmussen reports. Trump dominates the 2024 Republican field, and it's getting worse all the time. I mean, the closer Trump comes to jail, the more appealing he is in the craven eyes of the MAGA base now. Because, you know, obviously it's a witch hunt. He's being persecuted because he's the front runner, Dom. So the closer he comes to jail, the more they like him. Here are a few of the numbers, Dom. According to Rasmussen, Republican voters overwhelmingly favor former President Trump as their party's nominee in next year's primaries. I mean, can you imagine saying that about some Democrat under criminal indictment? Like, no, yeah, he's our guy.
No, hell no.
He can do no wrong.
I mean, I've never seen Obama flags. I don't see Biden flags. You know, I don't see Bill Clinton flags. What is it with this cult? That, like, really? This cult? I was down at the air show. I know you're going to get to it, Crudy, but just bear with me for a minute. The Milwaukee Air and Water Show. Great, great time. Saw the Navy pilots, you know, very, very cool stuff. And as I was down there, we walked down by the water and I saw a boat, and this boat was flying four flags and, you know, very Trumpy, lots of Trump flags on this boat. And one of them said, Trump won. I know it. And you know it.
I saw a lady in Plainfield on Friday night at the bar wearing the Trump won. I know it. And you know, a t-shirt. And, you know, she was just a couple down. I was watching the Brewer game over her husband's man's, whoever man is over his shoulder. He was like at every pitch. Oh, I can't believe it. You threw him the fa-. I mean, living and dying every pitch. But anyways, this woman, you know, she's wearing her Trump One t-shirt, but she says, you know, my husband won't let me wear this in public. I'm thinking, you're in a bar. and then he said, I never said that. And she said, well, you did buy it for me. So, you know, it was sort of the family sentiment.
But, you know, here's Trump the thing. Sorry, little secret. Trump didn't win. And you bought that thing. You gave Trump money, perhaps. I mean, who knows where that money's going or who's benefiting from the Trump One, I know it, you know it, flags. But to the point, I've never seen flags, anything like this whole Trump cult from any other Democrat or hell, any Republican presidents. The whole thing is very strange.
Dominic, the latest Rasmussen Reports national telephone and online survey finds that 57% of likely Republican voters would vote for Trump. Second place, Ron DeSanctimonious, 13%. He's down 44. Down 44 to a guy who's under indictment in two different jurisdictions. What do we have to 70-something indictments? Soon three, soon four, a little bit more. Governor Ron DeSantis behind 44. Other GOP candidates, you know, in 2024, Dom, have single-digit support. Former VP Mike Pence, I like to say the Republican base would rather hang him than vote for him. There's former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie at 5%, Dom. That's probably good for his debate prospects. South Carolina Senator Tim Scott, 4%. Nikki Haley, 4%. Former Arkansas Governor Asa Hutchinson, 4%. Vivek Ramaswamy, oh, he had his moment and it's passed, Dom. He's down to 3%. Never even made it to stage and he's going the route of Marianne Williamson. Did his whole staff quit on him?
So what? So I'm curious. What do you think? I mean, statistics are statistics, right? Polling's polling. It is what it is. Those are
Trump
the
is your nominee.
So, but do you think that the is the percentage that big because the Republican Party is shrinking?
No.
You know what I mean? How many are turning away, or you know, some people may have a problem with, I don't know, insurrection.
Buddy, he used to be at like 70 to 80% of the primary base, right? I mean, this was your incumbent 4 years ago. Now, the fact that he's lost subsequently has turned a few away, that maybe the criminal indictments, but the vast majority of the base, Dom, the Republican base, the MAGA base, the only base that matters, they're going to make him their nominee. He's going to represent the most unelectable candidate in the history of our nation. I mean, talking about a guy who can turn him out for the other team, Donald Trump's your guy. This is going to be the worst bloodbath since, you know, some historical.
Electorally speaking, yeah. Well, you got to be careful what you say. I mean, Trump's literally out there saying how dangerous it would be last week if Jack Smith detains him, puts him in jail, or any of those kinds of, you know, consequences for Trump's actions. I mean, he's already threatening, man. He's outright threatening people. Very dangerous. Very dangerous. For who?
For whoever plays more Iron Maiden in this sense.
Yeah, Casper, man, that's what I'm talking about.
I knew he was on the wrong track when he found that devil's radio music. It's the devil's music. Or more accurately, it's Dom's playlist. Come back with us. We are the Devil's Advocates. You can join us. Hour two, Trump is your nominee despite whatever criminal charges you're going to throw at him. It just makes him more better. The best. Or Devil's Advocates. Or better, of the best show ever.
Attention, Wisconsin veterans.
Hello, I'm Tony Evers, the governor of Wisconsin. If you are a veteran struggling to pay for rent, utilities, or other life-sustaining services, I want you to know that the Veterans Rental Assistance Program is here to help. You have already made a most noble sacrifice. You shouldn't have to continue doing so. We are here to support you. The Veterans Rental Assistance Program was created by and for people living in Wisconsin, with benefit approvals being issued to veterans just days, not months. It's never easy to ask for assistance, but rest assured, we're here to help. You've always been there for us. We want you to know that we're here for you. Call 833-WISBRAP. That's 833-947-8727. Or visit VRAPWI.com. On behalf of the state of Wisconsin, thank you.
Test your home for radon. Radon causes lung cancer, and half the homes in Green Bay test high. Request a free tester at NEWRadon.com. NEWRadon.com. Get a free test kit now.
Thanks for listening to your local Civic Media radio station. Learn more on our website, civicmedia.us.
Here's your updated forecast. Lows around 63 tonight under partly cloudy skies with a slight chance for isolated thunderstorms. Winds out of the southeast, 5 to 10 miles an hour. Partly cloudy again tomorrow. Daytime high is approaching 86. Mainly cloudy skies tomorrow night. Slight chance for scattered showers. Lows around 70. Temperatures above average Wednesday and Thursday with highs from the upper 80s to the low 90s. Chance for scattered storms Wednesday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 86.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup.
10 to 12,
As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Town Call.
On WGBW.
We are back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Give us a call. Guess what to say? 844-967-2789. Crudy, talking about Donald Trump, and he according to Rasmussen, he's up 44 on DeSantis. I found this one from the Foxy News. Casper got it queued up. It's a question. Donald Trump must have been doing this like a town hall here recently, and he was asked about. How's your faith grown since you decided to run for president? Who has mentored you in your faith journey? And of course, it's Donald Trump. You can expect understand the answer. Bear with us. It's like a minute, just over a minute.
God calls me direct.
God. Here is the question and answer about Donald Trump's faith.
How has your faith grown since you decided in 2015 to run for president? And who has mentored you in your faith journey?
Great question. It's such a great question. You know, I've seen so much heartache and turmoil. I was a developer and I did other things. And, you know, I had a wonderful life before all this stuff. I didn't know what a grand jury was. I didn't know what a subpoena. What is a subpoena?
Oh, you've been subpoenaed.
Life. I'm so glad. They asked me the other day a little different question. Are you glad you did it? You had a great life. Are you glad you did it? I couldn't be more glad. I am so happy I did it because I've made America great. We can do it again. Right now, we are not a great country. We are not a great country. But I've gotten
we're not
to
a
know
great country.
Because of this, evangelicals, I know so many people, and they feel so good about themselves and their family, and they base it on religion. I had never had that kind of an experience where I got to know so many. And Franklin Graham and Paula White. I mean, I know so many people that are so incredible, religious people, and not just Christians, not just evangelicals. You know, when I look at the Catholic faith, you take a look at what the FBI, no, but look at what the FBI is doing to Catholics. They've made them like the enemy. They've made them, it's horrible. How could a Catholic ever vote for a Democrat or a guy like Biden again after the
experience
that
they're
going through?
Joe Biden is Catholic.
I've met some of the finest people that I wouldn't have had the privilege of meeting if I weren't president, and they're religious leaders, and they really are incredible people.
And that was Donald Trump answering the question, how has your faith grown, and who has mentored you in your faith journey? So there you go. There's your evangelical wannabe president again. Not answering the question because he can't.
Dom, who mentors you in your walk with Christ?
Yeah. In my faith journey, man, Casamigos mentors me in my faith journey, Crudy. Come on. I mean, listen, whatever gets you through the night, you know, that's entirely up to you. But at least I could tell you, I don't have faith. I don't need faith to get through the day. I don't need faith to be a moral human being. I understand, I have sympathy, I have empathy, I understand the pain and suffering that humanity goes through. I get that. I don't need, you know, an alien in the sky to pretend that somehow I'm going to be saved in the afterlife. That's not me. But I can tell you that, man. I'm not running for president. And if I were, I'd tell you, I don't have that faith. I don't have the time, and I don't believe.
Tom, we're doing the UFO show on Wednesday. I've got a guest coming out to the studio. Anyways. 844-967-2789. I also feel bad that Dom's going to hell. Bill from Oconomowoc. Welcome, Bill. What do you got for us?
Hey, Bill.
Good afternoon. Say, you're talking about Trump. You know, Trump is...
Oh, no. What happened to Bill?
What'd you do?
Let's try again. Bill, sorry about that, man. You got cut off.
Go ahead, Bill. Start over, man.
Yep. Go ahead, Bill. We'll keep trying. Sometimes.
844-967-2789.
I think that's Wisco Paul. Let's see if we can get to Wisco. Wisco, how you doing, fella?
Hey, Paulie.
Hey, how you doing, Bill? That's me again.
Did you find God in a spotted cow, Paul?
Oh, yeah, every day. Well, every other day anyway. And then a little Johnny Black once in a while. So it keeps me in a good mood when I listen to, hey, I just want to say about this about Trump. He didn't even know how to hold a Bible, for goodness sake.
So, yeah, and right.
He's, you know, I mean, it's so fake. It's unreal. And
everybody knows you grab it by the laces so you can throw a nice tight spiral.
Yeah, there you go. Hey, you guys got a great show. I just enjoyed the first part of it a lot when you guys got arrested. That was so cool. And
less cool for us living it.
It's a great story though.
Paul, my family are still my family are still suspicious. I paid someone off and like I really was guilty. Because my lawyer led in court with my client's guilty, guilty, guilty if the question is the conduct.
When you guys got paid off, were you exonerated from the books then? Like that arrest never happened?
If is you, that the way that No. That would be, no, I think we should be, though. But no, actually, there is legal precedent in the state of Wisconsin. If you look under Wisconsin v. Crute, not only am I not expunged, I'm the precedent-setting case in the state of Wisconsin. It's in the law books, Paul.
Oh, my goodness. Well, you made history, but it's still, I don't think that's right. You guys should be a sponge from that because the state had to pay, what, $75,000 or whatever?
Dom that's got all the money. I just got the vindication, if you know what I'm saying.
Well, JSO got most of the money, but I paid my taxes that year.
And a bar tab. Oh, one night, Dom paid the biggest bar tab I recall in quite some time. It was a fine victory over the man, Paul. It would have been a bigger bar tab had he told the crowd he was doing it beforehand. He just let it happen organically, like at the end. Like, hey, I'm buying. Oh, damn it. I would have had doubles.
That Crudy would have got the surfing turf.
Totally awesome. That's just totally awesome. You guys rock. Thanks for taking my call. You made my day.
All right, Paulie.
Thanks, Paulie. Man. You have excellent taste in radio shows. Come back for the greatest show ever. The Monday, longest day of my life. Happier, happy hour. It continues. What comes around goes around. I'll tell you why.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup.
Starting at 6 AM, The Mayor and Mino.
Then at 8, The Earl Ingram Show
on WGBW.
ABC News, I'm Andy Field. A shocking discovery over the weekend. As authorities asking for public help, middle-aged woman's remains found stuffed inside three separate suitcases in Delray Beach.
All three suitcases were deemed to be the same person.
the same victim as the original suitcase that was found.
Police Chief Russ Major. Around the world, it's hot. From California to Florida, 40 million Americans under heat alerts, triple-digit temperatures fueling wildfires in Greece, forcing evacuations.
In terms of the weather conditions, it was 113 degrees yesterday in Athens. It is slightly cooler today, but only briefly. Temperatures are expected to rise again on Tuesday, and the risk of more fires is high.
ABC's Marcus Moore in Athens. In Israel, Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu addressing his nation during continued protests over a new judicial reform law that strips the power of the country's Supreme Court over government decisions. This is ABC News.
Missed your favorite show? It's easy to find it wherever you listen to podcasts. Apple, Google, or civicmedia.us.
For the Talk of Green Bay News, I'm Pete Schwabe. Here's what Green Bay needs to know. A crash in Winnebago County this morning warranted flight for life and closed part of Highway 41 southbound for over an hour. The incident occurred just before 9 a.m. near an off-ramp at Highway 26 South. That is the major interchange for Whitman Airport. According to the Wisconsin Department of Transportation, numerous agencies responded in addition to Flight for Life. With the EAA Air Venture opening this morning, this is one of the busiest travel days of the year in the Fox Valley. There is no additional information at this time. The Taylor Chvbusiness trial starts today in Green Bay. After hearing from an expert witness Friday morning, the court decided Chvbusiness is fit to stand trial. A jury was selected Friday after the hearing. The 25-year-old Chvbusiness is charged with first-degree intentional homicide and the mutilating of the corpse of Shad Therian in February of 2022. Pete Schwabe, WGBW 97.9 News.
Living happily ever after isn't always a reality. If you're over 50 and are considering divorce, attorney Andrea Gage with the Everson Law Firm can provide the guidance you need. Andrea focuses on silver divorces, the kind that get more complicated over time and present unique challenges. A family, multiple properties, significant assets. Andrea and the team at Everson Law have the experience to protect your interests. Call Everson Law to set up an appointment with Andrea today. It's never too late to be happy. Everson Law, 920-435-3734. The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
It's summertime in Wisconsin, and whatever the weather, it will impact you and your plans.
Should I water the garden? Will our event be rained out? Count on your local Civic Media radio station for in-depth details and the most up-to-date forecast.
Temperatures are rising into the mid and upper 70s under sunny skies.
It's your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup.
Starting at 6 a.m., The Mayor and Mino.
Then at 8, The Earl Ingram Show.
10 to 12,
As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crew. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show.
On 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW.
Looking for more local programming? Check out our website, civicmedia.us, to see our entire lineup.
Welcome back to the Devils After Trailer Show, rolling through the Monday happy hour. Longest day of my life by time increment, which I've been awake. Somebody put on the text line, the longest day of your life was the first day of boot camp. Probably. You know, right. In terms of like the raw energy exerted, et cetera, et cetera. But, you know, anytime I spend with you feels like dog years, Tom.
Oh, man, like come 14 on. You know, time hours flies and you're having fun, man. It flies by.
You know what else makes me feel kind of good for a long ass Monday? The fact that Bernie Kerik apparently is cooperating with Jack Smith, the special counselor. Bernie Kerik, he was the New York guy, often tied with Rudy Giuliani. But, you know, he was working for Donald Trump. He's supposed to be out there finding all the evidence. Yes, so, you know, they could overturn the outcomes in court. You know,
well, of course, Trump won. I know it. you know it. I mean, I saw a flag, so it must be true.
And a t-shirt in Plainfield. But former NYPD Commissioner Bernie Kerik has struck a deal with Special Counsel Jack Smith to turn over records in connection with the investigation over Trump's efforts to overturn the 2020 election that originally reported by the Daily Beast. Kerik worked for the president collecting evidence. They should air quote that. Yeah. Evidence of alleged election fraud that had been deemed, let's just say, without merit. Kerik's agreement to turn over the documents to the Department of Justice ends a dispute in which the former NYPD boss initially declined to cooperate with investigators who sought the documents, the report said. Then they probably showed him potential charges. He said, oh, here they are.
here you go.
Dominic Kerik's legal team had claimed that the request was a violation of attorney-client privilege, noting that Kerik was working for Rudy Giuliani. So by Rudy's cloak of attorney-client privilege, right. He was also accepted. But what about the crime fraud exception, Dom? Is that what did him in here? That Kerik was working for Rudy Giuliani, the former New York City mayor, served as Trump's lawyer. Kerik's attorney on Friday agreed to waive the privilege, the report said. Kerik is expected to turn over approximately 2,000 pages of material documenting his efforts to find evidence in support of the investigation of Trump's involvement in election fraud. 2,000 pages of nothing, Dom. Nothing worthwhile. Nothing of the evidentiary sort. Nothing that would actually change anyone's mind, you know, over on Fox News accepting. The Beast wrote, the Daily Beast wrote, the records could prove pivotal for federal prosecutors who are seeking evidence of Trump's decision-making process as he relentlessly voiced baseless accusations the 2020 election was rigged, even though his top advisors had told him otherwise. Not drunken Rudy. Rudy's the one that came up with the bright idea. I got a great idea.
I'll just say you won.
Just say you won.
I won. I'm the winner. I won.
Kerik in 2009 pled guilty to 8 felonies in connection with allegations he lied to the Bush administration in 2004 during his vetting process to be Homeland Security Secretary.
The best people.
And then Trump pardoned Kerik in 2020. Who's going to pardon him the next time?
Right.
844-967-2789. Terry from Cottage Grove. How you doing, Terry?
Hi, Terry.
Hi. I'm going to sound like I'm completely off the rails because I called after Dom made the atheism comment, but now other things have passed, so it doesn't sound timely. But I did want to give him a shout out from a fellow atheist and say I had the experience once when a friend asked me, so if you don't believe in God, like, how are you a good person? And I was like, because I have a conscience and I'm a good person. No, like, I don't need an invisible being telling me don't kill people or don't be mean to people or I'll smite you. Like, I don't need that.
I will smite you with the jawbone of an ass.
No doubt. Terry, listen, I mean, if the only thing keeping you from, you know, wreaking havoc on everybody and everything around you is the threat of eternal damnation, I don't know if you're really a good person.
That's,
you know,
the only thing keeping me honest. Exactly. Who's kidding who?
Thank you. I mean, anyway, that made me laugh. And I'm like, I got to call because I was just like, what? anyway, I just had to give you a shout out and say, I'm with you. I guess handbasket to hell.
Terry,
Dom, you and me, we'll get a seat. It's already.
Terry, let me play devil's advocate for just a moment. What if you and Dom are wrong and there's really some God out there somewhere? Do you think we're tempting fate with this little radio product?
I lived my life the way true to myself. And if there's somebody that really needed me to be like, he, she, whatever was so sociopathic that me not like giving everything to this person and not, and, you know, just being the best person I can be, then I guess I'd rather just go to hell, because that God is some kind of sociopath if they're going to send people who are good people to.
Jerry, if Joel Osteen goes to heaven, I don't want to go, man. You know what I'm saying? If that's what this is all about, and guys like Joel Osteen and line up your snake oil salesman from here going back, you know, from when mankind created religion. If Joel Osteen gets in, I don't want to be there.
I don't want to go without my dog, so I don't know how that.
All dogs go to heaven, Terry.
Yeah. Do they? Well, some say they don't. So they don't have souls. So
No. My little Basenji anyway. I used to have that. She didn't go to heaven.
Mia. I'd have sent that dog straight to hell. I hated that dog.
Well,
that was the worst dog this side of Barkley.
I blame her parents. Hey, Terry.
Oh, well, there
thanks
you
for the call. And you know what? The other thing, yeah, you know, all these Republicans talk about grooming. You know what grooming is? Telling a 6-year-old you're gonna be burning in hell for all eternity if they don't follow the creepy old dude with the weird collar, everything he says.
Are we talking elf on a shelf, or are we still talking about God? Because I've been using that elf on the shelf thing. Oh, that worked like gangbusters for a few Christmases there.
Yeah.
You see that elf? He's watching.
He's watching. Always watching.
You want Christmas gifts, don't you?
And you know, then I was so confused with, like, you know, Santa Claus and Jesus as a kid growing up. I mean, you know, like, hey, it's Christmas time, we get presents, and Jesus died for you. Who? What? But Jesus is always watching. But Santa's is always watching, and you can't spell Santa without Satan. I mean, it's so confusing to a young kid, let alone a grown-ass adult like me. I'm still trying to figure it out.
Dom, the text line is pretty sure you're going to hell, and dogs do have souls. That seems to be the consensus. People like dogs. They worry more about the dog's everlasting salvation than my little buddy Dominic. Like, oh, if he wants to go to hell, man, you know, free will, fella.
Free will, man. Come on. If Joel Osteen's going to heaven, I don't want to be there, man. That's not my kind of place.
Free Willy? 844.
I'd rather laugh with the sinners and cry with the saints. Isn't that what Billy Joel said? I'm down with that.
Yeah, but he was chasing some Catholic girl trying to get laid. You know. 844.
I went to Catholic high school, man.
967-2789. I suspect you chased a few of the Catholic girls as well, Tom. CJ from Stoughton. CJ.
Hey, CJ.
Yeah.
I am surprised that I would take your phone call, man. I've been hearing nothing but bad reports about you all across the network.
What? All right, keep it clean, man.
Talking
cool,
trash
CJ.
On the radio. Man, I thought Gilbert Brown was going to come through the radio and kick your ass today.
I think, I probably couldn't even outrun him. You know, but I don't believe any denomination's safe with Dom, but back in college, I'm pretty sure of that. But anyway,
so much equal opportunity for all the co-eds, be they faithful or faithless.
So much love to give, CJ. So much love. I'm not a slut. I just love love.
I'm glad my daughters weren't even anywhere close to you, Dom.
I don't think that would have been a problem, CJ.
Crudy. I'm sure Crudy wasn't exactly a pew boy himself either.
Compared to some of my roommates, I was pretty much an altar boy, CJ. Really?
Well, I'm not sure I want to hear those.
Here's the problem, CJ. You know, I could not lie on the phone. I'm telling you a true story because I was incapable of lying on the phone. And I'm not saying it was Dom, but let's just say it was Joe, this buddy of ours. Joe liked to play the field. No, you're different, Joe. Joe liked to play the field, and I mean any field. He was chasing on every field in lacrosse. He had offers out to every co-ed, I would suspect. And he would always date, like, air quotes, date, like 6 or 8 of them concurrently. And then he'd always have, like, the serious girlfriend back home who never knew the better. Except, of course, she would catch him because guys like Crudy would answer the phone. Hey, Crudy. Is Joe there? Sure, Tiff. Is he that Tiffany? You know?
No, you can't assume who you're talking to, man. That's a rookie move. CJ, Crudy got banned from answering the phone after that.
I was not a good liar, CJ. I never, I try not to lie. I'm not going to say I've never lied.
Right.
I'm just not a good liar. Dom's much better at that.
Crudy. You've gotten a lot better at it, Crudy, because I hear you all the time defending our commander cut and run.
Oh, yeah. What is it? Hang on, CJ. You can't just say that and then say we're going to walk over that. You just accused my co-host here of lying all the time about Commander Biden. You have one example of that specifically?
Specifically?
Yes, a specific example.
How about the border is secure? How about the border is secure?
What about it? What did Crudy lie about, CJ?
He defends him.
Well, that's not lying. If you defend someone, that's not lying, CJ.
You defend Trump, and the guy's like a pathological liar, and you love his ass, CJ.
Right.
So obviously lying isn't an issue for you. It's just, you know, who's doing the lying? Or would it be whom? Or would it be whom?
To whom?
You know, I don't know if you know, CJ, but Trump had something of a bad reputation for telling a few fishing stories, let's just say a few whoppers.
Did you hear who Trump said has mentored him in his faith journey?
Pretty much everybody. All the people.
Yeah.
All the people.
You know what I mean? Come on, man. The guy can't even answer a question.
Can I say this, though? Is embarrassing to me that Joe Biden also has truthiness issues. Joe Biden has a habit of telling some whoppers himself. And I'm not sure why some people can do so readily and why some people, you know, you hold it against them. And I know that Trump would lie if his lips were moving. He was probably lying. But Joe Biden has told a few stories that just don't add up. You know, you do the math, you add it up and you go, that doesn't add up. Joe Biden has a little history of hyperbole, let's say, Dom. That bothers me sometimes.
Well, sure. I mean, I don't want people lying to me, be they politicians or, you know, the plumbers or co-hosts, man. That's never acceptable.
I never lie.
And I'm not a good liar, Crude. I stopped lying a long time ago because it takes a lot of effort. If you're gonna, I mean, back in the, let me rephrase that. Back in the old days when you like have to cover your ass about a lie, then it'd be like, oh man, what did I lie about? I forgot what that lie was. I forgot who I told that lie to. So you got to continually support your lie, right? Nowadays, fast forward to Trump mega days, doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. I'm 6'4", can dunk a basketball. I'm coming for you. No, I'm not. No, you can't. Doesn't matter. I say it anyway. And nobody cares. I mean, Donald Trump lies all of the time. He can't answer questions. He lied to you about the big steal, man. He lied to you. Fox News lies to you all the time. They're going to pay billions of dollars, at least hundreds of millions of dollars, probably billions when the next round comes through. They lie to you for money.
We never lie to you for money. Don does it for free.
We do it for free.
We're slut liars.
Oh, come on. That's not true. We don't do that.
I'm just not good at it. If I was better at it, maybe if I practiced. Come back with us. Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Long-ass Monday edition. I'm on hour 15 of super coolness. I can only sustain it for like 24 hours, then I turn into a pumpkin. Come back, more Devils. It's
living happily ever after isn't always a reality. If you're over 50 and are considering divorce, attorney Andrea Gage with the Everson Law Firm can provide the guidance you need. Andrea focuses on silver divorces, the kind that get more complicated over time and present unique challenges. A family, multiple properties, significant assets. Andrea and the team at Everson Law have the experience to protect your interests. Call Everson Law to set up an appointment with Andrea today. It's never too late to be happy. Everson Law, 920-435-3734.
It's so hot. Wait.
Now it's going to rain? It is summer in Wisconsin.
As much as we love it, we love to hate it too. Find a forecast you can count on along with the in-depth details you need, only from the Civic Media Weather Team.
These extended conditions have led us into a flash drought. Sitting in these above average temperatures with minimal rain has swiftly altered the local climate.
Your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app.
Bug Tussle, providing high-speed internet to rural Wisconsin. No data caps, no contracts. 877-227-0924. Call today to learn how you can get 3 months free. 877-227-0924.
It's never personal, only politics. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show with Dom and Crute.
Weekdays from 4 until 6
on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Here's your updated forecast. Slight chance for isolated storms tonight. Otherwise, partly cloudy skies. Lows dip down to about 63. Southeast winds, 5 to 10 miles an hour. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times again tomorrow, high of 86. Slight chance for scattered showers tomorrow night, lows dip down to about 70. Upper 80s Wednesday, chance for scattered thunderstorms, much warmer Thursday, with highs in the mid-90s. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 85.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct on WGBW.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, 844-967-2789, our last segment of the day. But stick around, Maggie Dawn, the Maggie Dawn Show, coming up next. Crudy, AP reporting, an Arkansas truck driver who beat a police officer with a flagpole attached to an American flag during the U.S. Capitol riot was sentenced Monday to more than 4 years in prison.
Should have been longer.
What a patriot. I mean, if you're going to beat the cops, do it with a flagpole with the American flag affixed to it, because that means patriotism. Peter Francis Steger struck the Metropolitan Police Department officer with his flagpole at least 3 times as other rioters pulled the officer headfirst into the crowd. The bruised officer was among more than 100 police officers injured during the riot. Steger also stood over and screamed profanities at another officer who was seriously injured when several other rioters dragged him into the mob and beat him, according to federal prosecutors. Steger, 44, of Conway, Arkansas, pleaded guilty in February to a felony charge of assaulting police with a dangerous weapon. As you mentioned, Crudy, not very long. Prosecutors recommended a sentence of 6 years and 6 months. The assaulty, the rioter here, Steger, gets 4 years, just over 4 years.
Should be more.
It was with an American flagpole, though, man. I mean, maybe that's why they gave it, you know, look, it wasn't a BLM flag. You know, he maybe would have got the 6.5 years then.
What if he was using a thin blue line flag to beat the cop with? With the irony of tacked on a couple of years?
I don't think so.
Now, Dom, we talked about the Rasmussen polling that's got Donald Trump trash in the Republican field, right? He's at like 44% lead over Ron DeSanctimonious, Meatball Ron. Well, here's some other polling, Dom. And apparently the former president has received his target letter from the special counselor. And this polling is about what if he were charged with January 6th crimes? So here it is, thehill.com reporting. Let me share with you and the audience, Dom. A majority of voters see the potential January 6th case against former President Donald Trump as strong and a reason for him to drop out of the race for the GOP nomination for president in 2024. A majority, it's not going to happen. The Harvard University Harris poll showed 57% of registered voters said the federal case against Trump in the investigation into January 6, 2021 Capitol riot and his efforts to overturn the 2020 presidential is somewhat strong or very strong. That's 57% combined. That includes, Dom, 87% of Democrats, 47% of independents and 31% of Republicans.
Ooh, 31%.
A third of Republicans feel like the case is either strong or very strong against Trump. Here's more, Dom. A plurality, 42%, believe Trump is likely guilty of the potential charges he could be facing for his involvement in the efforts to overturn.
And we haven't even seen the indictment yet.
37% say he's likely innocent, should not be charged. And 20% say he might be guilty of the charges he could face, but should not be indicted because the charges would be, let's call it, too political, Dom, and interfere with the 2024 election.
I mean, if you define a charge of, I don't know, you know, stopping the peaceful transfer of power after losing an election as political, then yeah, all those things are, I guess, political, right? I mean, we were going through a political process. They tried to stop that process. I don't know. I mean, call it constitutional. You could call it constitutional. I mean, come on, man. The guy and the plot with all these folks, and now we're getting some heat on the war room, right? The Willard Hotel and the Trump Hotel. Remember how much he loved that Trump Hotel, Grudy? The old post office, man. He loved that thing. He talked all about it. Well, apparently, they had a couple war rooms going on at the time. It was more than just a bunch of people getting caught up in the moment and like flipping over a cop car in La Crosse, for example.
Hey,
man. I mean, just saying, those things can't happen. This was not that case.
We can only talk about one of Crudy's prior youthful indiscretions and arrest at any time. Given show at a time.
Okay.
We already talked about the Capitol arrest 10 years ago today, Dom.
Ah, happy anniversary, Michael.
Celebrating our arrest-iversaries.
Arrest-iversary. Terrible. I don't want that to happen again. 844-967-2789. I know we don't have the sound, but I'd be remiss if we didn't bring up the DeSantis and the Florida's Department of Education and how they're trying to educate the young folks on what slavery was all about. Did you happen to see any of this? So DeSantis is basically defending this new concept that, well, you know, slavery was probably bad, but you know, on the flip side, they got probably some useful skills, and maybe it was like a blacksmith, for example, and then went on to, you know, other things.
Look, horseshoes at home.
Right, because of slavery. I mean, are you kidding me? They're actually trying to find the bright spots of subjugating an entire population in slavery. Oh, there's some good side to it. Why? And I'm like, well, okay. Let's go beyond that. Tell me what was the upside of Jim Crow? What's a positive redlining? You know what I'm saying? What how about you know, interracial marriage? What's the upside of keeping that illegal? I'd really like to know, beyond just the slavery. Let's go through all the other steps between then and now and articulate for the kids why it was all good. Is it all good?
You know who did that today, Dom? Buck Sexton on the Clay and Buck Show. Effectively said, you know, they're lying except for the truthy part. But, you know, it's no big deal because, of course, the slaves did derive great vocational training from their masters, Tom. Forced labor is a great way to learn a new job skill.
Wow. Wow.
You know,
free cruise, free training. I mean, what are you freaking kidding me?
Well, apparently,
what an embarrassment. What an insult.
Apparently, DeSantis asked a couple of black historians to be involved in his project. So it's all good because they got the committee.
Oh, all right. I got one black friend, so don't worry about it. Don't worry about it.
It's just like the Don't Say Gay bill, Dom. They make it up. The media, guys like you, they just misinterpret and tell it all wrong. But all the evilness of Ron DeSantis, all the, you know, they're lying about me. He's at 13%, dude. He's getting his ass handed to him by Donald Trump.
Donald Trump, who's got like 70 charges against him and more indictments coming. And the number two guy is 44 points behind. Good luck, Mega.
And Trump's not even showing up for the debates. You know what? I'm waiting for the time when D's Nuts surpasses Ron DeSanctimonious. Then I'll know it's Scott Walker time and time for Ron to get out. Folks, thank you all for listening to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, perhaps the longest Monday of my life, but it's nearly done. We'll do it for you again tomorrow. Dom, this network ain't done. We got the Maggie Dawn Show next, the Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson, And then Rick Smith, Nationwide. Keep it locked, Civic Media. That's what the Patriots and the God-fearing do.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup. Starting at 6 a.m., the Mayor and Mino. Then at 8, the Earl Ingram Show. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, the Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, the Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crude. And 6 to 7, the Maggie Dawn Show.
On 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW.
Don't let biased algorithms or degree screens or exclusive professional networks, or stereotypes. Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay.
WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay.
And always streaming ABC on the Civic News. Media.